Part 4. You will hear part of a lecture for history students about a relic in Turin, a town in southern France. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Okay, in this lecture we are going to learn the history of Turin, which is a county in southern part of France. We will also be looking at some archaeological findings, as they are the basis of what we know today. The history of this area can date back to 2500 years ago. In the earliest years, there were just small settlements where people lived a very simple life. Slowly, the place grew into a town and became livelier, and business activities began to emerge. According to Peter Rocher, a French archaeologist, this place was an important agricultural county since a long time ago. In his findings, there were buried pieces of grain and broken utensils, which were the evidence of ancient Romans who traded their pottery for grains with people in Turin. This also proves that the business activities were quite active in this area back then. However, it is something else that gave us a much better idea of what life was like in Turin about 2,000 years ago. In the 1500s, a Frenchman found what seemed to be the remains of a castle when he was digging a well. There were bricks and stones that looked like part of a building. In the 17th century, a group of British archaeologists came to Turin to study the relics. Later, Swedish government also sent a team of archaeologists. The two teams did a thorough survey of the whole area together. It was hard work, which took them several months to dig out the ruins of old buildings and recover the area to what it originally looked like. The outcome of their work was surprising for all of them. It was a very big area of buildings and facilities for different purposes, which was a very good proof that a civilization existed from so long ago. In the northeastern part of the area, archaeologists found signs of a local market. There were stone stands that sellers used to place their commodities, and they even found silver coins, which were the currency back then. It further proved that the business was flourishing in ancient Turin. About 1 mile to the east, in the eastern part of that region, archaeologists found the remains of a building. From the words on a stone, they knew the building was called Cast. It looked like an old workshop, and archaeologists found tools for making textiles. It was a very important evidence that this industry was established about more than 2,000 years ago, which was situated in the central area, was a big round building, where there was something like a fountain. The team found buckets near it. This showed that it had been the place where people collected water. We could imagine the scene that dozens of people were standing by this fountain with buckets in their hands. What surprised the archaeologists most was that there was an ancient theatre in the northeastern part. There was a stage and several stone seats uncovered. Right next to the theatre, archaeologists unearthed a long stone. Then more stones were found, and they extended across a deeper area. From this, we could conclude that these stones were from an old bridge on the river. Architects were very skilled back then. They used their wisdom to conquer technical obstacles. But people used their wisdom much more than merely for practical purposes. In the southwestern area, what seemed to be like a garden was uncovered. There were pots and wooden basins. It must have been a very beautiful place, full of plants and flowers of different colours. More importantly, there were two statues of lions just beside the gate. It means French people admired the power of this beast at that time, so that they used stones to make these statues. Not far from Dolby House, also in the central area, there was an elevated area, but its lower area in the centre. Through a lot of careful research, archaeologists came to the conclusion that this was a Roman bath. It's where rich people went to enjoy a comfortable and relaxing hot bath. Next to the bath, there was a sculpture of a woman who was like pouring water into the bath. Across from it, on the other side of the bath pool, people can see the sculpture of the Roman emperor who ruled this area for many years. These discoveries are good material for us to study the history of Turin and southern France. What we're going to do now is...
That is the end of part 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.